This is an auditing demonstration given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 26th of June, 1963. The title of this demonstration is Listing Assessment for N-Gram Running, Session 1. This tape is 66 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Here we are in the upstairs studio there. This is the 26th of June, 1963. And I'm going to give you an auditing demonstration of an assessment for N-gram chain. What I want you to pay attention to, basically, is simply the simplicity of the auditing, the uncomplex nature of auditing. You've been given so many rules in auditing about all the things you must do and so forth. Of course, one must do all of these things, but they're in the right place. And one does these things only in their right place. The difficulties which you run into in doing this are absolutely minimal. If you'll notice, the exact auditing skills of 212 are used here in this assessment for N-gram running. The rules of listing apply, and so on. The keynote of any fairly high-level case, what makes an incident, is protest. And to that degree, we're not on terribly solid ground, because I don't know that these other buttons will uniformly produce the type of N-gram that protest will. You see, by protesting, the individual shoves his face toward something and resists it, which of course makes a very heavy mass of energy, that makes a heavy enough mass of an N-gram to cause that N-gram to be very plain and to persist, so that you get a much better N-gram under protest than otherwise. Nevertheless, a lot of people are not up to protest, so we're going to do an 18-button assessment. You use the standard 18 buttons, and then we're going to do a list, a short list, to see if on that list we find anything. We will, of course, to assess for the type of N-gram the PC should be running. All right. Now we take a momentary break here. Okay. All right. Your chair is all right, sir. And we haven't got any cans. Okay. All right. Pick up my cans. And your chair's all right.
Yes.
All right if we audit in this room?
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. You're having this a bit down here, isn't it? Huh? Very good. All right. Thank you. Now, what we're going to do in this session is I'm going to do an assessment of these buttons, omitting create, because that lands somebody in the middle of a BPM. If we don't get anything that is banging enormously, we will take protest just as a matter of course. And then I'll go on and I'll do a short list and assess that list, and we'll see what is your proper N-gram chain.
Right.
I've been wanting to do this with you anyway. All right. All right, you've got to begin the session now. Very good. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Yes.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Well.
All right.
And do a benefit in the session at the end of it. Find out what it is, saying, what the assessment is.
Got it? All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go into this immediately here and find out what we've got. And we're just going to assess these 18 buttons, less creative. Okay?
Right.
I'm just going to read these off to you rapidly and see what we have here. All right, okay?
Yes.
All right. In this lifetime, have you mainly suppressed things? In this lifetime, you mainly invalidated things? In this lifetime, have you been careful of things? In this lifetime, have you mainly suggested things? In this lifetime, have you mainly withheld things? In this lifetime, have you mainly protested things? In this lifetime, you mainly protested things? Alright, in this lifetime, have you mainly hidden things? Have you mainly hidden things? In this lifetime, you mainly reveal things? In this lifetime, have you made mistakes? Alright. In this lifetime, have you mainly asserted things? In this lifetime, you mainly asserted things? Alright. In this lifetime, you mainly changed things? In this lifetime, you mainly damaged things? This lifetime, you mainly damage things. All right. In this lifetime, you mainly withdrawn from things. All right. In this lifetime, you mainly destroyed things. In this lifetime, you mainly agreed with things. In this lifetime, you mainly ignored things. In this lifetime, you mainly decided things. You mainly decided things. All right, well, we have a few left in here. I'll go over this rapidly. Anything you care to say? Have you thought of anything with regard to this you'd like to tell me?
I just thought when you kind of started, I was thinking, I've done all these things.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Nothing else.
All right. Now let's go over this list again. In this lifetime, you mainly suppress things. In this lifetime, you mainly invalidated things. In this lifetime, you mainly been careful of things. In this lifetime, you mainly suggested things. Alright. In this lifetime, you mainly hidden things. In this lifetime, you mainly damaged things. In this lifetime, you mainly decided things. All right, we have two left in here. In this lifetime, you mainly invalidated things. In this lifetime, you mainly decided things. All right, after that first two, Dan, any thoughts with regard to them?
Now, I know you've always said on, you once said to me, decide is your button. Rather heavily, I do. I'm inclined to decide. They seem more real than the other one, anyway, to me.
All right. Very good. Any protest on the other one? A little bit.
Well, what I thought of, well, I just wondered whether there's any protest on it, and possibly would be. Then in that case, I thought the protest button would stay in as well. That was the thought I had.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. In this lifetime, you mainly invalidated things. You mainly invalidated things? Still have time here. In this lifetime, you mainly decided things. Well, decided is really... He's staying with us a bit here. Now, let me sort these out again. In this lifetime, you mainly invalidated things? Latent. In this lifetime, you mainly decided things? Alright. In this lifetime, have you mainly decided things?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Very good. Alright?
Yes, but your adjudication must have been very good.
Well, is it just because of my adjudication?
No.
Doesn't
agree. No, very good.
I just didn't want anybody to think that I have simply evaluated you in the conversation. All right. Decided. Oh, I'm going to do the list here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question for these. All right. I've got a question here. Let's see if it reads. In this lifetime, what have you decided? I don't read very good. In this lifetime, what have you decided? It's got a little tick. Is there anything wrong with that question?
Lots of things I have decided. I think this goes back to when on the boat, when you said something about decisions, that there was no, I was asking you. Self-determined changes. And, you know, we sort of came up with we couldn't really decide these things, although there's very little we decided. I mean, I think I'm on the right button here. I'm going to go mixed up. Something like that.
All right, very good. In this lifetime, what have you decided? All right. Let's see if we can get a slightly better question here.
Can I just say one thing here? It's possible, I'm just wondering whether I use the word decided as emphasized. It's a decided change, you know. People use this word decided in that way, or in my circle it's been used quite a lot.
Oh, I see.
Instead of to make a decision, it's used, you know, it would be an emphatic or quite distinct change.
Right. Okay. We're going to use this question anyway. In this lifetime, what have you decided?
Right.
All right, so just answer the question. In this lifetime, what have you decided?
I decided to get married. I decided to change a job. I decided to join the Scouts. Decided to leave school. I decided to go into business. I decided to leave home. I meant my child's home, as it were. Parents' home.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little cognition here that a lot of my decisions are made as a result of an ARC break of some sort. You know, being an upset, and then I'll decide to do something. Normally I just go along classically, but then when I'm stirred up, then I make these decisions. Decided to go to camp once. Came up with the Scouts. Decided to gamble on occasion. Decided to invest money. Decided to buy a car. It was a big decision. Decided to get a commission in the army. Decided to join the army. Well, as the old goal come up, decided to leave my wife. decided to have children. Decided to go into business on my own account. Decided to come into Scientology. Decided on people's characters. I've decided people's motives. Well, you realise I use intuition a lot for decisions, what I call intuition, conclusions and so on. Yes, that's another meaning of the word decision, is a conclusion, rather than something to do an action.
All right.
Or decided, this was quite a big decision, decided never to have a dog again. That's following the loss of the dog. I decided I was capable, but that wasn't a decision. I don't get the decision to be capable, if you understand what I mean. Decided to leave the Scouts. Decided to eat. Okay. Decided not to drink. I've modified not to drink much, not that I do ever, but there are decisions on that. I decided to be honest. Decided to be truthful. Try to be generous, remember? And then more, then on occasion I decided to be mean. So I've got a sweet peas. I have an electric organ. Very good. Decided to have good clothes. Decided to have a good appearance. Decided to go to America. Decided to play tennis. Decided to try my hand at golf. Decided not to play cricket. That's not in the colloquial phrase. decided not to play team games. That's interesting. Play cards. Decided never to keep chickens.
Never to keep chickens?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
My mother used to keep them in the First World War. It's such a freaky, dusty thing. It was cold in the morning, go down the garden with slops and stuff. Decided never to be poor. Decided to start Chelitel Insurance. Well, many a time as a boy decided to give up masturbation.
Alright.
I used to think I was the only boy who did it, you see. Nobody ever told me. Well, I decided to pull strings, particularly when I was in the army. I used to do this, and there was some success. There is a decision somewhere that I would not like to, not to go to a tropical country. Decision not to go to a very cold country. Just flashing past it. I must be very careful where I landed on this planet, because the climate of England suits me very well. I must, you know, other people seem to be able to move around quite happy, but I like the English climate. At one stage in my life I decided to take up politics. That's a decision I didn't carry out. Well, I have decided on occasions, decided to sell Telesurance. I realise that many of my decisions most of my decisions I've achieved. Whatever I've decided, I've carried out. And I was just looking through to see, well, there must be some, you know, that I haven't. Suppress them or something, but there don't seem to be many.
In this lifetime, what have you decided?
Well, I decided to go to, I think you used to call it the clinic for auditing. Then I decided to go with Tony Pearson privately afterwards. I decided to audit. Many occasions. Decided to be a briefly on the occasion. I decided to drive a car carefully. Decided to sell a house, decided to buy a new house. I decided to treat myself to, luxury. This is possibly the one we'll kick. Decided not to bother on the case. Decided it wasn't worthwhile. Decided it was no use. The only decision not to get angry, so I nearly dislocated my arm on the one time I did get angry, that taught me.
Okay.
Well, there was a decision early in life to make a lot of money. I remember making it. Decision to be apathetic. I'm making you that already. I think I gave you that one. Decided to tolerate things. Decided to look at things. Oh, decided to know where to find out. Started never to be hasty. Referring to judgment there. Decided to look before I leap is the saying we covered up. Well, decided not to bother with detail. Decided to have many things. Decision knocking around not to sell things I've used. Decision was just I decided to disobey an army order, which I did too. Got away with it. I suppose really that was in contradiction to the decision to obey in the army. There would be a decision to obey that I may. Be disciplined, in other words. Decided to be disciplined. And decided to discipline. Decided to control. And decided to be controlled. Decided to laugh, decided to cry, decided to ride a bike. And I think it was a decision not to ride a motorbike. I never got on with a motorbike. Decided not to work, not to be a manual worker. Decided at one time to be a chemist, but I never came to anything. Oh yes, and decided to be a policeman. Decided to get up early. Oh yes, there's a decision to be punctual. Just thinking, I was writing a goals list, but it's not really, not quite the same as a goals list, because this is something you can seem to go do immediately, rather than the goal is something that's for the future.
Mm.
There are goals, there's a element of goals mixed up with this.
Mm.
Decided to make batteries at that stage in my life. Decided to print a magazine. We decided to build a brick wall once. Decided to go for a walk. Decided to go to bed. Decided to sleep. Decided to write. Decided to write a book. Decided to organize things. try to manage things. Try to be clean. I decided to take a drink. First alcoholic drink, my decision on that.
Okay.
I've decided to do crossword puzzles. Decided to read the paper. Decided to live. Decided not to die. I must have decided to sell I forget the name, but sphinxes. well, actually, it's big idols.
Yes.
Try to be obstinate.
Okay. In this lifetime, what have you decided?
Sorry, I've forgotten the question.
That's a playoff.
There's only one that I've missed out on there.
Yes, I got it.
I decided to sell insurance.
Alright.
Decided to fly. I'm in trouble by everything. Or decided to be good. Decided to be loyal. Decided to be unselfish. That decision was from a selfish point of view, because I realised that even at a very early age, if you're unselfish, you're being very selfish, really.
Sorry, Ed.
But I made that decision. Decided you're going to have my head examined. I once went to a phrenologist. Decided to play the drums. You never heard of that. I once had a set of drums I used to play.
Oh, that's all.
Very good. Started to play the piano. Started to try to write a decent hand. I suppose it's very therapeutic. I feel very bright and pleased with myself at the moment. Realize what a busy bee I've been. I can well see this is my button, too. I was just looking, I said, well, what would life be without being able to decide things? That's life, man. You go around deciding things. That's what you're supposed to do. I decided to buy a new tennis racket. Decided to open a bank account. Decided to close a bank account. Decided to have a checkbook. decided to have a blazer. Decided to have a telephone. Oh, decided to be extravagant. Decided to forgive people. Decided to hate people. Some people. Decided to be a teetotaler or a total abstainer. Try to be thorough. Just remember running a free clear on this side and this free clear decision always carried with it a choice. You decided either to go home by bus or you decided to go home by car, you see. This was a decision, it was always a decision, and of that nature, it was always a choice as was presented. I found this rather strange. Well, didn't you just decide to go home, was the decision that I thought was right. And I just had a quick look at that, I wonder what was I skewy on this, was a choice. I decided to put up a building. Decided to make another building, add another building to it. Decided to have punch card equipment. Decided to have a car. This was a specific car. It was quite a... Oh, and on one occasion, this after this phrenologist worked me over, they decided to buy a book. Decided to have a holiday. Decided to go on a holiday. Decided to come home from a holiday. Decided to have glasses. Decided to have teeth out. Decided to have false teeth. Decided to have drip dry shirts. started to be, to pretend to be ill once, started to talk to people. Now, at one time I just, no, there's a realization of this issue. Well, I've just started to talk in public. Right. Now, there's a decision that comes on that the last one is the decision not to talk in public, and this comes on just when I start to talk in public. Now, let's get out of here.
Alright. This lifetime, what have you decided?
Started not to go bathing. Well, I've just started to get cross with people and take it. Decided to be persuasive on occasion. I'd have a good looking secretary. Well, I decided to sell a building. Well, I decided to buy and sell some land. Decided not to sell some land immediately, not to immediately sell some land. Decided to be active. Decided to have a nice garden.
Okay.
Well, It was a decision supplied to be a very competent pianist. That was too hard work, that was a decision that I didn't achieve. I once decided to learn to play the cello. About that, I used to sit with the old cello between the legs, scraping away. Your lifetime now you decide to go out to the car, you decide to open the door. I mean, it's just life is just one decision after another. So it goes on. Started to dig up the garden. The decision not to be beaten, I don't mean beaten physically, you know, not to be beaten in a contest. Not to give way to adversity, in other words. A decision to persist, or to be persistent, is the... decision to try to understand people. You decide to take a bath. To not take a bath.